USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI now believes the Saudi Arabian government almost certainly helps its citizens flee the country after they are accused of serious crimes, undermining the U.S. judicial process, according to a newly declassified document. The action is done in part to spare the wealthy Persian Gulf Kingdom embarrassment, according to the FBI. Intelligence officials believe the escapes from justice will continue without intervention by the U.S. government. The details are contained in an intelligence bulletin. The FBI released the document as part of a recent law pushed by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and signed by President Donald Trump that requires the FBI to publicly disclose what it knows about the Saudi government's suspected role in helping its citizens avoid prosecution. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Donald Trump has added some well-known attorneys to his legal team. From Washington, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump adding Kenneth Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed up by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was also involved in that case, and Dershowitz is a longtime well-known legal scholar. I'm Chris Barnes.
Virginia urged the state Supreme Court to uphold a weapons ban at an upcoming gun rally in the Capitol, insisting that it was necessary to prevent a repeat of deadly violence that erupted at a white nationalist rally more than 2 years ago. State Attorney General Mark Herring's petition and simultaneous legal efforts by gun rights groups to lift the ban came amid the arrest of six men whom authorities linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the pro-gun rally on Monday in Richmond. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new and rare pneumonia-like virus has caused at least two deaths and spread from China to other countries in Asia. Now, federal health officials are sending out teams of medical experts to screen passengers arriving from central China at three major airports in the U.S. The additional health screenings will start at JFK, but the CDC is also sending experts to airport in Los Angeles and San Francisco in hopes of preventing the spread of the mysterious coronavirus strain. There hasn't been a similar screening effort in the U.S. since the Ebola outbreak in 2014. The focus will be on passengers on flights originating in Wuhan, China. So far, there have been 45 confirmed cases, and the disease has spread to Thailand and Japan, sparking a World Health Organization alert. It is estimated that over 5,000 passengers will get the additional screening over the next few weeks, during which their temperatures will be taken and they'll answer questions about their health. If you're chosen, the process could take hours. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. Two judges of a three-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.